When I walked out, I was 21. And by God, I was rich.
Was rich. That's just the spirit I want to imbue them with, to walk into a jungle. I was right. I was right. I was right.
Hey, Willie, dear.
I was right.
Did you have some cheese? It's very late, darling. Come to bed, huh?
Huh? Gotta break your neck to see a star in this yard.
You're coming in?
Whatever happened to that diamond watch fob? Remember when Ben came from Africa that time? Didn't he give me a watch fob with a diamond in it?
You pawned it, dear, 12 or 13 years ago, for Biff's radio correspondence course.
That was a beautiful thing. I'll take a walk.
But you're in your slippers.
What a man. That was a man worth talking to. I was right.
Willie?
I was right.
You're in your slippers, Willie.
What is he doing out there?
Shh.
God almighty, Mom, how long has this been going on?
Don't he'll hear you.
Well, what the hell's the matter with him?
It'll pass by morning.
Shouldn't we do anything?
Oh, my dear, you should do a lot of things, but there's nothing to do, so go to sleep.
I never heard him so loud, Mom.
Well, come around more often and you'll hear him.
Why don't you ever write to me about this, Mom?
How would I write to you? For the past 3 months, you've had no address.
I was on the move. But you know I thought about you all the time. You know that, don't you, pal?
I know, dear, I know. But he likes to have a letter. Just to know that there's still a possibility for better things.
He's not like this all the time, is he?
It's when you come home, he's always the worst.
When I come home?
When you write you're coming, he's all smiles. He talks about the future, and he's just wonderful. The closer you seem to come, the more shaky he gets. By the time you get here, he's arguing. He seems angry at you. I think it's just that maybe he can't bring himself to open up to you. Why are you so hateful to each other? Why is that?
I'm not hateful, Mom.
You no sooner get in the door than you're fighting.
I don't know why. I mean to change. I'm trying, Mom. You understand?
Are you home to stay now?
I don't know. I want to look around and see what's going.
If you can't look around all your life,
I just can't take hold, Mom. I can't take hold of some kind of life.
If a man's not a bird to come and go with the springtime.
Your hair. Your hair got so gray, Mom.
Oh, it's been gray since you were in high school. I just stopped dyeing it, that's all.
Dye it again, will you? I don't want my pal looking old.
You're such a boy. You think you can go away for a year. You've got to get it into your head now that one day you'll knock on that door and there'll be strange people
here. What
are
you talking about? You're not even 60, Mom.
What about your father?
Well, I met him, too.
He admires Pop.
Biff, dear, if you don't have any feeling for him, then you can't have any feeling for me.
Sure I can,
no.
Mom.
You can't just come to see me because I love him. He's the dearest man in the world to me, and I won't have anyone making him feel unwanted and low and blue. You've got to make up your mind now. There's no leeway anymore. Either he's your father and you pay him that respect, or you're not to come here. I know he's not easy to get along with. Nobody knows that better than me.
Hey, Bibbo!
What the hell's the matter with him?
Don't you go near him!
Stop making excuses for him. He always wiped the floor with you. He never had an ounce of respect for you.
He's always had...
Oh, what the hell do you know about it?
Just don't call him crazy.
He's got no character. Charlie wouldn't do this, not in his own house, spewing out that vomit from his mind.
Charlie never had a cope with what he's got to.
People are worse off than Willie Loman. Believe me, I've seen him.
Then make Charlie your father, Biff. You can't do that, can you? I don't say he's a great man. Willie Loman never made a lot of money. His name was never in the papers. He's not the finest character that ever lived. But he's a human being, and a terrible thing is happening to him. So attention must be paid. He's not to be allowed to fall into his grave like an old dog. Attention! Attention must be paid to such a person. You call him crazy.
I didn't mean he was...
No. A lot of people think he's lost his balance. But you don't have to be very smart to know what his trouble is. A man is exhausted.
Sure.
A small man can be just as exhausted as a great man. He works for a firm 36 years this March. Opens up unheard of territories to their trademark. Now in his old age, they take away his salary.
I didn't know that, Mom.
You never ask, my dear. Now that you get your spending money someplace else, you don't trouble your mind with him.
But I gave you money
last Christmas time, $50. To fix a hot water heater, it cost $97.50. For the past 5 weeks, he's been on a straight commission. Like a beginner, an unknown.
Those ungrateful bastards.
Were they any worse than his sons? When he brought them business when he was young, they were glad to see him. Now his old friends, all the old buyers that loved him so, always managed to hand him some order in a pinch. They're all dead, retired. He used to be able to make 6 or 7 calls a day in Boston. Now he takes his valises out of the car, puts them back, takes them out again. He's exhausted. Instead of walking, he talks now. He drives 700 miles. When he gets there, no one knows him anymore. No one welcomes him. What goes through a man's mind driving 700 miles home without having earned a cent? Why shouldn't he talk to himself? Why? When he has to go to Charlie and borrow $50 a week and pretend to me that it's his pay? How long can that go on? How long? See what I'm sitting here and waiting for? You tell me he has no character. A man who never worked a day but for your benefit. When does he get the medal for that? Is this his reward, to turn around at the age of 63 and find his sons, who he loved better than his life, one a philandering bum?
Mom.
That's all you are, my baby. And you? What happened to the love you had for him? You were such pals. How you used to talk to him on the phone every night. How lonely he was, till he could come home to you.
All right, Mom. I'll live here in my room, and I'll get a job. I'll keep away from him, that's all.
No, Biff. You can't stay here and fight all the time.
He threw me out of this house, remember that?
Well, why was that? I never knew why.
Because I know he's a fake, and he doesn't like anybody around who knows.
Why a fake? In what way? What do you mean?
Just don't lay it all at my feet. It's between me and him, that's all I have to say. I'll chip in from now on. He'll settle for half my paycheck. He'll be all right. I'm going to bed.
He won't be all right.
I hate this city, and I'll stay here. Now, what do you want?
He's dying, Biff.
Why is he dying?
He's been trying to kill himself.
How?
I live from day to day.
What are you talking about?
Remember I wrote you he smashed up the car again last February?
Well?
The insurance inspector came. He said that they have evidence that all these accidents in the last year weren't accidents.
How can they tell it? That's a lie.
Well, it seems there's a woman, and this woman...
What woman?
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What did you say?
Nothing. I just said what woman.
What about it?
Well, it seems she was walking down the road and saw his car. She says he wasn't driving fast at all and that he didn't skid. She says he came to that little bridge and then deliberately smashed into the railing. And it was only the shallowness of the water that saved him.
Oh, no, he probably just fell asleep again.
I don't think he fell asleep.
Why not?
Last month... Oh, boys, it's so hard to say a thing like this. He's just a big, stupid man to you. But I tell you, there's more good in him than in many other people. I was looking for a fuse. The lights blew, and I went down in the cellar, and behind the fuse box, just happened to fall out, was a length of rubber pipe, just short.
No kidding.
There's a little attachment on the end of it. I knew right away, and sure enough, on the bottom of the hot water heater, there's a new little nipple on the gas pipe.
Jack! Did you have it taken off?
I'm ashamed to. How can I mention it to him? Every day I go down and take away that little rubber pipe, but when he comes home, I put it back where it was. How can I insult him that way? I don't know what to do. I live from day to day. Boys, I tell you, I know every thought in his mind. It sounds so old-fashioned and silly, but I tell you, he put his